Hey, good evening, everybody. Welcome to tonight's very special Success Team Leadership Call. It's Thursday, February 13th, 2020, one day before Valentine's Day. Welcome, everybody, to the call. I'm excited to have you here. We're going to be going over a great deal of very important information this evening, and we're going to start by hearing from some folks that have been plugged into recent local Super Saturday events, local or regional events. You're going to hear from them in a moment. So to kick the call off, we're going to go right into that segment because these gentlemen have a lot of information to impart on our group, and they also are extraordinarily busy with their own live events this evening. So first, we're going to go to the state of Kentucky and hear tonight from $200,000 ring earner, Mr. Adam Thompson. Mr. Thompson?
Mr. Tanner, thank you so much. As always, I am delighted, or maybe delightful, delighting. How about that? So thank you for having me on. Delighting is the word of the evening. We were at an event this past weekend, a Legal Shield Super Saturday, that was delighting and inviting and exciting. They absolutely, Mr. James Kelly and Ms. Kenita Kelly, the MVPs for Kentucky, Tennessee, and Indiana. So if you're around those areas, make sure you see their events for sure on the LegalShieldCalendar.com. But they made it so much fun. They made it so welcoming. They made it so high energy, right? From new associate to ring earner, they made it inviting. They made us feel welcome with their recognition. They say that babies cry for it and grown men die for it. Recognition is such a big part of the weekly and especially the monthly and the regional and then the annual Legal Shield event, and that's just a plug for making sure you get registered for Dallas. I'm sure it'll come up in this call like it always will, right? The next big event, make sure you're registered for Dallas. You'll get to see the one and only Mr. Kurt Jones, who I think is following me. That's his hometown, right? So he'll tell you all the good spots. But they made it welcoming with their recognition. They made it exciting. It's just a fun time. It's like coming home to family. These events, you know, these events as a whole are absolutely the best. You feel that you'll hear them saying sometimes you need the event. Like if you're having a rough day, rough week, rough month, rough decade, whatever, you need the event. And if you're crushing it, if you're doing phenomenal, if you sold 5 memberships today or 55 or whatever it is or something like that, or recruited some folks today, if you are crushing it, then the event needed you. So either you need the event or the event needs you. Don't ever fall into the trap that I've fallen into myself and say, well, I may not be able to make it this time. Don't be that person. Have a delight. You know, you're definitely going to get the invite, and it's going to be exciting. It's a great time. This is something that we, for years, they call it the 10 core commitments. They call it different things, but at the end of the day, we really want and we know, just like church, for those of us that are believers, we know that being around like-minded people is exactly where it's at. Mr. Tanner, I'm going to turn it back to you, and I think I'll introduce someone, if it's his turn, that has changed my life. This is a man that shared a video, shared a story, shared an audio. He shared the Legal Shield story with yours truly. It changed my entire life. He heard that still, small voice, none other than Mr. Kurt Jones from the Dallas, Texas area, who had his own things going on in his life. And to me, he was a savior, right? Everyone knows I'm a Christian on this call, and you're always going to get some Jesus, but Kurt Jones was manifested here to help me reshape my life. And so with that, I'll give it up to Mr. Kurt Jones. Thank you so much.
Wow, I don't even know what to say after that. That's it's always a blessing, excuse me, to hear Adam, because when we first met, you know, when I sent him that video, he was just a guy who was out there trying to find something to change his life, to change him out of the situation. And I'm so blessed that God used me to be that person to change his life and to be the man that he is, along with his amazing wife and the power team that they are to this company and our organization. I tell you what, Super Saturdays are like mini conventions for me. I mean, they're exciting. They are motivating. They're encouraging. If you're in a slump, it'll definitely get out of your slump. We had Mr. Cliff Malloy from New York that came down for our Super Saturday this past Saturday, Super Saturday, and he was amazing. I've heard him on stage at the conventions, and he was great and awesome and powerful. But when it's right there, like in your face, you're shaking his hand, you're talking to him, you're in his presence to just hear that he was just like anybody else. You know, he wasn't anything special, didn't have any kind of silver spoon, you know, born with a silver spoon in his mouth. He just was a guy that was struggling like everybody else, who made a decision, who saw an opportunity, was presented with an opportunity, and he took off with it. And as I'm listening to him and just kind of taking in his excitement and his motivation, I'm actually picturing myself being that guy someday, where I'm, you know, being the keynote speaker at a Super Saturday or at a convention. As it is, you know, when I first talked with Adam, I told him, I said, you know, because of your eagerness to get out of your situation and your eagerness to change your life, you're going to be somebody who's going to be a major influence in our company. And of course, he had no idea what I was talking about. I told him he was going to be speaking to hundreds of people, if not thousands. He's going to be somebody that people look to for answers and motivation. And he had no idea what I meant by that. But a year or two later, he was exactly everything I said he'd be and so much more. And so hearing people like Adam and also with Cliff Malloy and so many others coming to these Super Saturdays, it's not only motivating, but it's showing me my future of where things will be with me. You know, if I continue to go to these things, continue to stay motivated, continue to stay focused, continue to be on these calls, and so many other things that Legal Shield and our Success Team World organization has to offer. And so I am blessed. I'm blessed that I found this, you know, and that Jim Tanner was my motivator and my mentor, and he sticks by me, you know, no matter what. And he's like family to me, as Adam is, and so many others. And so I just want to encourage you guys: if you aren't going to your Super Saturdays, you need to go. It is part of your success story. It's part of who what will change you and make you the person that you're meant to be in this company, so that you can also help others change and change their futures. So with that, I thank you for everything, and I'll turn it back over to you, Jim.
Kurt, thank you so much, man. I appreciate you, and you said so many nice things, and Adam as well. And so that's just a sampling of what went on this past weekend. We got Kurt Jones, who was in the Texas market, had Cliff Malloy, Millionaire Club member, $150,000 ring earner, Platinum World Council member, right there that he could hear from, learn from, feel that energy. Adam Thompson was in Kentucky with Mr. Mark Riches, $700,000 ring earner, Platinum World Council member, Millionaire Club member, 12 times over. I mean, this is happening in cities and all over the country as we move towards our international convention. And you heard us talking about the convention. These gentlemen talk about the convention. I'm going to get to that in a moment. The reason that we want to profile people that are doing the right thing and having great success by doing the right thing is because that is a clue, right? Success leaves massive clues, and we want to make sure that you are taking advantage, and you are, because you're plugged into this call. You're a seeker of the knowledge. I know who's on this call. I can see the panel. I understand who you are, and I know the goals that many of you have and the urgency that you have to achieve those goals, and I want you to understand sometimes we have to take a step back and appreciate the perspective that everybody who's having success started from the same place we all start. Zero members on the books, zero associates on our team, really unsure and wobbly about what to do. But we all have a choice if we stay there. And for the folks that choose to be on the field of play, which in our business means many things, but one thing it means for sure is showing up for your business at the live training events. And I just, again, I want to thank these gentlemen for profiling those particular events. I have a couple announcements for you, and I have a training. So I want you to have a pen and paper. My team, the folks that work with me all the time in my organization, know that I proclaimed 2020 the year that I was going to keep it real and dare to say things so directly that it may be uncomfortable to hear sometimes. I'm going to talk about that tonight, and I don't do it to hurt anybody's feelings, and here's the great news. I have yet to hurt anyone's feelings because people know that the things I have to say are coming from the heart, and I want for those things to resonate with each and every one of you individually so that you can have tremendous, massive success, because you are in a business where people are having tremendous, massive success. We want that to be shared amongst all members of the success team, but we have to do more than want it. We have to do more than dream about it, hope for it in the dark. We have to be in forward motion to get those things. Let's talk about a couple updates. First of all, I want you to know that I talked about this on our Facebook page. Hopefully you're all plugged into our Facebook group, our Success Team Facebook group. I mentioned that we have brand new, refreshed business overview sites. I hope you love them. They've got the Legal Shield purple, the Legal Shield icon, the Shield branding. It has your contact information on it. And what you'll notice, in addition to the all the crispness, you know, fresh fonts and a fresh layout, that we have really emphasized the contact form. And I'm going to talk about that now, although this is not part of my training, but it's important that you understand why. Because we've had some evolutions. We started out with a contact form that was behind a button that said, the button said, you know, request a callback, something like that. And that button started out timed so that we would make sure that the button didn't appear until the person had seen the video, or hopefully. So the site was timed, the button appeared towards the end of the time it should have taken them to watch the video. And that was good. And it was all about qualifying our prospects, right? Qualifying them. The idea is we want to talk to the people that we believe, or we have some certainty that they watch the video to protect our time. Then we evolved that. We said, you know, it's a little confusing. It doesn't work. The technology doesn't work for every different kind of browser. Some people never see the button. Some people are excited, but because there's no call to action on the page at the beginning, they get confused while they're watching the video. So we decided to make the button appear immediately. And then we evolved even further. And we realized through discussing this with people and learning from people that are major marketers online that the reality is that people pay with two different forms of currency, money. So people show their interest by paying for things with money, right? They might go on a website and they have to purchase something, put in a credit card, make a purchase to get a product or a service. That's a way that they show their interest. The other way they show their interest is with their information. That's the other form of currency on the internet. Online is your information. And think about that. If you have no interest and no desire, you're on a website, you see nothing of interest to you, and there's a form on that page, will you fill it out? And the answer is obviously no. But if you have a level of interest, and every level, anything above zero is a level of interest that we want to engage. So if you have a level of interest above zero, and you're willing to put your information in, to use the currency of your personal information, your real name, your real email address, your real phone number, if you're willing to put that into a form, we absolutely want to talk to you, even if we don't know if you've watched the video yet. And I'm going to get back into this in my training, and it's going to make more sense. But I just wanted you to know while I'm talking about the refreshed, crisp business overview site that there's a purpose behind that form being so prominent on the page. It's a responsive website, which means that whether somebody accesses your page from their desktop or laptop computer, their tablet, or a mobile phone, it's going to look great on their device. It's going to be sized and positioned perfectly for their device. So we're really proud of that. Next, I want you to know that tomorrow you're going to be getting an updated team management system tutorial video. That video was produced today. It's in post-production. It's going to be uploaded to the system. And tomorrow, because we have a lot of very new cool things to share with you, we have a new tutorial for you as well. My last announcement before I get into the meat of my training, you heard from both of these gentlemen this evening. You heard about the Dallas International Convention. Folks, I just want you to know, I'm here today because I went to my first convention. I'm here today because I was in that building on that day, and it wasn't comfortable, and I didn't know what I was going to expect. And honestly, I've said this before, I didn't have the money. In my mind, I couldn't afford to go. And I'm so grateful for the mentors like Mark Riches who helped me understand that I couldn't afford not to go, that I couldn't afford to keep living the same painful existence that I had been living up until that point of my life. And at 28 years old, there was a monumental shift in my universe because I went to my international convention. My whole world changed. I got to experience the entirety of the vision of what we do, equal access to the justice system, empowerment for average, ordinary men and women like you and I to have access to an entrepreneur's dream. I'm so grateful for that because I know this. I wouldn't be here today without that event, that day. And I'm grateful for the people who pushed me, nudged me, encouraged me to be there, even though it wasn't comfortable. And I have seen over the years and celebrated over the years people that have done the uncomfortable thing to get to their convention to change their lives. This year, at our Dallas International Convention, in addition to it being the largest gathering of our success team, now we're 25 years as an organization of professionals, of elite people doing the work of this company. We're going to celebrate that, but we're also going to celebrate with all of our Legal Shield family as we hear from Brian Carruthers and Darnell Self, both million-dollar ring earners. We're going to be hearing from the CEO of Legal Shield, Mr. Jeff Bell. We're going to be hearing from Dr. Eric Thomas. He is an author, speaker, motivator. If you haven't heard of Dr. Thomas by now, do yourself a favor after the call and Google that and find out more. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. That's just the highlights. You're going to have your own experience that is going to be meaningful to you. Your whole team will have an experience that's meaningful to them. And the reason that it's so important that I spend time on this right now, is because we have the only, as far as I know, the only $79 tickets, and we don't have a lot of them. We have some $79 tickets. You can't get a $79 ticket from Legal Shield or from anywhere else. Maybe you know somebody that bought an extra ticket, or I don't know. But listen, Mark Riches secured a bundle of tickets, and there's a few left. And he sent out an email yesterday, and we want to make sure that if you want to be there, you get the best price. And if price is a factor, we need to get you there on these $79 tickets before they're gone. So just go into your back office, click the shopping cart icon in your toolbar, register for a ticket, get yourself a ticket or two, however many tickets you need, but get your tickets at $79 because that will help you to make that commitment that you need to your business. And listen, you got to understand, we're not in the business of selling airplane tickets, bus rides, train rides, Uber rides, hotels. We understand that there's going to be some investment of time and energy and resources to get you there. We know. And none of that benefits anybody in this organization. What benefits all of us is you being better trained, more motivated, more focused, more inspired and enlightened coming out of that event. And that's what happens. That's why it's positioned in the spring, because it allows you to have a massive year. And 2020 can be an enormous year for everybody listening to this call. Don't make the simple error in judgment and think that it doesn't matter. Don't think that you're just going to get the same information from Facebook or the announcements that come out after the event. The event itself is life-changing. That's why I would never miss an international convention. Okay, I want to talk to you about how to build a massive team. Can I just spend a few minutes with you? And I'll be brief, but I'm going to give you a lot of dense content, and I don't want you to get freaked out. I'm just going to give you a bunch of really, really cool content, okay? First of all, I want you to write this in your notes. Hopefully you've heard this before now. Recruiting is a process. It's not an event. I'll say it again. Recruiting is a process. It's not an event. Okay, here's why I say that. When I started my team, I thought I was going to talk to someone once, and they'd go watch the video, and then they'd call me back excited immediately, and they would be, like, thanking me, and they'd ask me how to get started. And I found out that that just wasn't the case, that it was going to be a little bit more involved than that. But guess what? That does happen sometimes. Like, that's how I reacted. So I thought everybody else was going to react that way. And you heard Adam Thompson talk about that, and Kurt kind of shared that story of them meeting. And, you know, Adam was one of those people, saw it right away. But that's about 3%. So if you're listening to this call and that was you, you're part of that 3%. But I think what happens is, I know what happened with me, I made the mistake of thinking that it was going to happen every time. And because of that, I started out actually really frustrated, and because I was feeling rejected, and I was wondering why it wasn't working or I was doing it wrong. And so I just want to share with you this very simple 5-point concept on being a massively successful recruiter. Because I have talked to thousands of people, recruited hundreds of people, built an international team, and I'm not bragging, I'm just saying, it would have been so easy in that first handful of people when I was frustrated to say, this doesn't work, and then not do it, and not have $1 million in override income from my sales team, and not have all of these great things happen. And you know what? I watch other people set it down and walk away for frustration. But if we can help you to understand why you're feeling frustrated, that will actually take the frustration away, and you'll understand exactly what you need to do. And like I said, it's 5 points. Here's 5 points on being a successful recruiter. This will help take away that frustration, help you to understand the difference between the 3% that are just going to they just can't wait to get started, and the 97% that need just a little bit more of follow-up and touch. And let's just talk about that. Okay. The number one key, and this is so huge, this revolutionized my entire legal show business. You have to approach every prospect as a servant, as if you are in service to that person. Don't focus on what it does for you if they buy a membership or if they join your team and start selling memberships. And yes, you are one recruit away from an explosion in your business. There's no question. I've had that experience. But your prospect can tell when you're coming at them for you instead of for them. We all know that. We all feel when someone is doing that, right? So that was a big shift and a change in my business because I approached marketing memberships transactionally. I loved my membership, and I wanted everybody else to buy a membership and love their membership. But everybody I saw, when I looked at them, all I saw was the commission that I could get because I needed the money. And listen, I understand I was doing that, but what I found out through my wife, Dr. Danielle Rousseau, helping me to make this shift was that the money comes effortlessly, virtually effortlessly, once you focus on serving first. Once people understand that you care more about them than what you're going to earn for getting them a membership, that you care about the experience that will be different in their life as an empowered Legal Shield and ID Shield member, that is very attractive to people. So how do you do that? Well, you have to know, how has your membership helped you? If you've been around Legal Shield very long, you've heard us say, facts tell and stories sell. And the stories about how your Legal Shield membership has helped you, maybe you got your will done or updated, maybe you had some legal questions answered, maybe you got a moving violation and your law firm took care of it for you, and you're saying, well, I'm brand new, I haven't used my membership yet. Put in your notes this evening. You can change that. You can get started on your will. You can update your will if you have one already, but you haven't done much with it. You can think of some legal questions, one or two, just so you know what the experience is like and you can tell your personal story. Yes, we have the stories of other people that you can borrow, and that's powerful, but it's not nearly as powerful as your personal story. And it doesn't have to be something massive and destructive that happened. It can be the simplest thing. It can be the simple things, because that's what people can understand. They can understand the membership when they think it's not about terrible things that might never happen. It's not about breaking the law and getting somebody to make it all go away for you. But it's the little ways that we're treated unfairly every day. It's the little ways we're talked down to by people that know that we probably can't do anything about it. It's the little ways that we go through our life frustrated at the unfairness of the world around us, that Legal Shield turns that and tips the scales. Tell those stories. Experience that as a member. Tell the story about how you got started in the business, but not how in terms of I filled out a form or I watched a video, how in terms of the why? Meaning, how and why do you perceive this business to help you? Maybe for you that you wanted to have more time freedom, the opportunity at a secondary revenue stream. Maybe it's a new career in business solutions for you. Maybe you're ready to earn a six-figure income for the first time in your life, or maybe like a woman I talked to today who's been working hard for other people, and she's been marketing services. And she's probably on this call, and so I won't tell too much of your story because you shared a lot of personal stuff with me, but I think the whole team needs to know that you spent a bulk of your career marketing services for other companies in the cell phone space and the burglar alarm space where you were creating for the company ongoing recurring revenue, like memberships or bills that were paid every single month on time by all of these customers, and yet the company never had a way for you to be enriched by that. There was no residual income, no recurring income for you. And so I think about that, like how many people need recurring income? Everybody does. Because we're at record employment in America. Everybody's working. And yet, who's fulfilled? Almost no one. Who has all of the income they want and the choices they want? Almost no one. So we know now that the answer is not more jobs or lower unemployment. The answer is to have a way to do meaningful work, to be able to have the components of wealth, which are leverage and recurring income, and Legal Shield offers that. So you can tell your story about why you got started in the business, what you hope to gain by being a Legal Shield associate. And don't tell people why it will benefit them. Tell them why you believe it will benefit you and allow them to connect the dots in their mind to say, you know what? If that's what it could do for Jim, it could do that for me. Let them have that epiphany for themselves. Number two, be prepared for the 3% situation, like I just talked about. Like I was ready. I owned the membership for 10 years. And by the way, I often recruit people that have had the membership. We always tell my story because it's a good story, but it's becoming more and more common. You know, we're nearly 50 years old as a company. We're talking to people. I talked to someone today that had a membership. I love those stories because I can relate. And she didn't know about it, and she told other people about it. They just didn't know. They didn't know that they could be a part of this incredible opportunity. So be prepared for the 3% situation where somebody, you ask them to watch the video, and they watch it. They get right back to you as soon as it's over, and they want to know how to take the next step. They're interested in getting their membership. They're interested in becoming an associate. Be prepared for that. So let me ask you this. Do you know what to do if they say yes? Because I believe that one of the number one things that paralyzes people when it comes to recruiting is not the fear that somebody will say no. It's not the fear of rejection. It's not the fear that they won't be interested. Because really, we can all handle that. If we say, hey, are you interested, and they say no, there's really that can be the end of the conversation. We're kind of off the hook. But we feel like we will look foolish if they were to say yes. Because oftentimes, especially when we're new, we don't know what comes next. And so if we don't know what comes next, we won't do what comes first. And if we don't do what comes first, we will be frustrated. And so do you know what to do if they say yes? For example, if they said yes to watching the video overview, if you invited somebody to look at the Mark Rich's video overview on your brand new business overview site, and they said yes, would you know what to do? Like, do you know what your link is? Which, by the way, you can find your link by logging into your Success Team World site and going under the column heading called My Websites. And the second link down is your business overview site. It's the title is My Recruiting Website. So you can click on that. I was talking to somebody on my team the other day. He didn't know how to share the video, and that's okay. But we need to know that you don't know how to share the video. Like, he didn't know that if he right-clicked on that link with his mouse, that he would have the option of copying the link, and then he could paste it into an email and send it to his friend. He didn't know that. And I just walked him through that. So a lot of folks just don't even know how to send somebody the video, and that's totally fine. Listen, I didn't know how to do anything until I knew how to do it. I didn't know how to operate my DVD player. I didn't know how to operate my computer or my smartphone or anything else until I did. And we all start out not knowing. But it's shame on us if we stay at not knowing, because we can all learn more, become more, absorb more, and grow more. So are you prepared if they say yes? Do you know what to do if somebody wants to buy a membership from you? And you don't have to know on this call tonight, but you do have to know how to get a hold of your sponsor, your executive director, your platinum executive director, because we're the ones that want to work with you and make sure you know. Because then with that confidence, you'll go out and you'll invite people to learn. So do you know what comes next? Because if, again, I'll just say this again, if you don't know what comes next, you won't do what comes first. That's called the fear of yes. Number three, if number two is be prepared for the 3% situation where the person is just running towards you, we all want that, right? By the way, those are the people that we recruit, and that's why people have small teams, is because they recruit just the 3%, right? They just get the people who are like, I get this, I want this, I'm in, get out of my way. Well, that's beneficial. You do succeed that way, but that's not how you build the massive business. Massive team. If you build the massive team, you need the people that are also part of the 97%, because guess what? There's more in the 97% than there is in the 3%. So be prepared for the 97% of people that don't just come running at you ready to get signed up. This is what makes us recruiters. This is what makes us team builders. This is why it's a multimillion-dollar business opportunity, because of the 97%. And by the way, please write this down. The 97%, those people buy memberships. They still buy memberships. They still join the business. But if you fail to be the one that follows up with them, they'll be buying memberships from another associate and joining their team instead of yours. That's why we say the fortune's in the follow-up. Because as a recruiter, I talk to people that say, you know, someone showed me this before. Like, I just talked to a guy last week, and he said, man, I think it was about 10 years ago, I went to a meeting. And I said, well, what happened after that? He said, well, I don't know, you know, I just kind of drifted away. You know, I don't remember who brought me there. And I was excited, but nothing ever came of it. And then now I'm on the phone with him all these years later. Because I'm not going to not follow up. Makes sense? I'm a recruiter that understands that people need, that there's a recruiting process, and the vast majority of the people, I'm going to talk to more than once about this. And let me just ask you this. Are you willing to talk to people more than once, or are you only looking for the 3%? Because I've heard people say that, listen, if they don't see it right away, if they don't follow my instructions immediately, if they don't give me a credit card 10 seconds after they watch the video, I won't even work with them. And I say on the one hand, I say that's a mistake. On the other hand, I say, okay, good, well, just give me their name, because I'm willing to follow up with them a little bit, because I could often be, and you could often be, the person that is able to harvest a seed that someone else planted because they got frustrated and they thought it wasn't working simply because they were dealing with a 97%er and not a 3%er. So, okay, let's talk about this. Invite them to learn more, right? So if you're prospecting one of these folks that's part of the majority, invite them to learn more knowing that you're going to need to follow up, because they're not the ones that are going to come running at you and say, I'm in, 10 seconds after they watch the video. So here's how you do it. You get them to commit to watching the video. So you say, if I send you this video, how soon would you watch it? Now, that's not what most people do. What most people do is they say, I'll send you the video. Because they're thinking the 3%ers. They're thinking, well, I'm going to send him this link, he's going to watch it, and he's just going to call me back. And that's not the majority of people. What's going to happen is, if you ask them to make a commitment, hey, Joe, if I send this video to you now, how soon would you watch it? Well, I might say, Joe, I can email that to you right now while we're on the phone. How soon are you going to be able to watch it? Are you going to watch it right now, or are you someplace quiet? And he might say no. But whatever he says, my second point is, I'm going to schedule the follow-up during that invitation. So Joe says to me, hey, listen, I can't watch it right now. I got to go pick up my kids. I'm going to watch it tonight at 9 o'clock when it's quiet and they're in bed, which, by the way, as a dad, I totally get that. And he says, I'm going to watch it at 9, and I'll say, great. Well, 9, you know, by that time, for me, then it'll be 9:30 after you're done watching it. Do you want me to call you? Because I'll be up, but I don't want to impose if that's too late for you. And he might say, no, I want to talk to you as soon as I see it. And I'll say, great, and I'll call him back at 9:30. Or he might say, yeah, that's a little bit for me, but can we talk in the morning at 7:30 before I head to work? And I'll say, yeah, and whatever it is, I'm scheduling it. So the invitation for me is part of part of inviting them is collecting a commitment that they're going to watch it and when we're going to talk next. Now, my next point, be prepared to have them not pick up when you call or to tell you, and if they do pick up, to tell you that they just didn't have a chance to watch it. That's part of recruiting the 97%. They're busy. They forgot. The kids stayed up late. They got, you know, some other thing, some other crisis is involved in their lives, and it just gets pushed. It can't possibly be on the front burner for someone as much as it is for you and I when they don't know what it is yet that we do and how powerful it is and how lucrative it is and how it can change their life. They don't know that yet. So it's okay if we can just follow up a little. So be prepared and not offended that maybe they didn't. Just don't be offended if they didn't watch it. Don't be offended. If they did watch it and they're giving you a reason that they won't get started, whatever it is not the end of the process. Well, it can be for you. It can be the end of the process for you if you want someone else to be the person that sells them a membership at some point in the future, or you want someone else to recruit them onto their team at some point in the future. Then you can be offended and you can kind of close the door right there, but I never do that because I've learned this the hard way. I've learned to not be offended. I've learned that they're probably not going to watch it. That's why I understand that I'm just going to follow up a little bit with some folks. But whatever it is, it's not the end of the process for me. So I'll say, hey, listen, I understand, but let me ask you something. You know, I always like to say, let me ask you something, because I want permission for the rest of the sentence. I don't say go ahead. They don't say go ahead, but I always say, let me ask you something. Is it something that you're going to watch, or is it you just don't? You just don't want to be rude and tell me you're not even going to watch the video. Because I'll understand you won't hurt my feelings. And I've never had somebody say, yeah, I'm just not going to watch it. Like, I haven't had a stranger say that. I haven't had a friend say that. I've always had somebody say, no, it's not that. I just got busy. I really did just get busy. And then we just kind of do it again. Say, okay, well, you know, you watch it now. I'll talk to you at 9:30, whatever. Just repeat that process. But sometimes they watched it. And they say they're not interested. And I'm gonna teach you right here, there's only three reasons somebody doesn't get started, really. And I'm going to teach you those three reasons. And you have to understand that you don't have to battle people on these three reasons. I'm going to give you the three reasons here in a second. But I want you to know that you can just say, hey, I understand. Let me ask you something. Who do you know that isn't 100% satisfied with the amount of income or free time and choices that they have, and they're as professional as you are? Like, if it's not for you, that's fine, but who do you know? Who could you introduce me to? See, that person, even if I'm never going to get them on my team, can be a valuable resource. And by the way, I have people that haven't joined my team over the last 10 years that have been tremendously valuable resources. The person that recruited Scott Brooks was referred to me by somebody, an insurance agent that I knew through LinkedIn that was not interested, but I asked him who he knew, who he could connect me with, and he connected me with Scott's sponsor. So you don't know unless you close the door, and then I can predict your future. If you're closing doors instead of opening doors, you're going to have a small team and a lot of frustration. So I'm always asking people for referrals. It's okay. I want to keep the relationship going. But I said I was going to tell you the three reasons that someone doesn't join the business. And here are the three reasons. And let's just talk about this. And by the way, here's spoiler alert. These three reasons are almost never going to be stated by the person you're talking to. So I just want to tell you that people are going to tell you that they're not interested. And they're going to give you a reason. They're going to say, well, I don't have $99. And they might not have $99, but I promise you that's not the reason that they don't get started, because, you know, I don't mean to trivialize that situation, but that was the situation I was in. There was only a $249 option when I got started. I certainly didn't have it. It might as well have been $1 million, and yet I was able to find it. And so as I am sensitive to that situation, but I don't believe that's ever really the reason. So it's not the money. It's not something they think they saw on the internet that is somehow negative, right? It's none of that. Okay, I promise you, because I love that person even if they never join my team, because I've learned to recruit and prospect and follow up from love and just push love out in the universe, because that does well for the world that the world needs it. The people that I'm talking to need it. They're never going to get negative from me. If I'm feeling frustrated, I don't call people. I only approach them from love. I know what the three reasons are, and I'm going to tell them to you right now. Number one, in no particular order, it's one of these three things, but here's number one. Number one is they have seen, in like the Mark Riches video, they've seen the product, and they do not yet believe that there's any way that a $25 legal plan could replace a $300 per hour attorney. They don't believe that the attorneys are quality. They don't believe that the system could possibly deliver the services the way it was said. They just don't believe it. Or, this is my either or, because it's all about the membership. Or they didn't even think critically about whether or not the company could deliver the services. They haven't even thought about that, but they thought, well, no one's going to sign up for that. And the reason they think that is because they're frustrated and they're surrounded by negativity, and the five people they surround themselves with the most are negative and talk bad about other people, and just everything is glass half empty. So number one is they either think there's no possible way that quality legal services could be provided at that price, or the less critical thinking version of that is people don't buy that. There's no way people buy that. Number two, they don't believe in themselves. And I know some of this sounds a little bit like the Four Bridges training, which is a very long training, but I just want to talk about this for a second. I'm not talking about getting them to believe in themselves. I'm just saying that at this moment, at the surface, they don't believe they could sell it. They have a bias against selling. Like they don't see themselves as someone that could do a presentation, speak and communicate with another person. They don't think, because they're looking at it from where they are, not from the person we would develop. Like, they don't understand that we build people and the people build the business. They don't know any of that. They just think, well, I couldn't sell this. And people love to disqualify themselves from opportunity. People love to repel the money and the freedom and the choices that they desperately desire. They are programmed, we all are, to repel it, to push it away, until personal development steps into our lives and teaches us how to attract it. So number one, it's either one way or the other on the product. They don't believe the product can deliver. They don't believe people sign up for it. Number two, they don't believe that they can market it. They don't believe that they'll be successful. They believe that they'll be embarrassed by thinking they can do it, and they'll fail, and they don't want to fail at something again. Number three, they're not the decision maker in the house. They have a husband or wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, parent. And that parent could be 90, and the person you're talking to is 70. You could be prospecting someone who's 25 and lives at home with their parents. There is somebody in their house that makes that decision for them. It's not them. And they are not willing to go to that person and present enthusiasm and excitement around this opportunity, because they do not believe they would be supported with that. It's one of those three. And I got news for you. I can't think of a time in all of the thousands of people I've talked to, hundreds I've recruited, I can't think of anybody who's ever admitted any of it, unless I started probing and asking, which is a different level of technique, and that's more about mentoring and coaching, and that's not about recruiting, so I'm not going to talk about that tonight. But when I have my coaching hat on, when I'm working with people that are trying to make change in their lives, I will confront those issues. But in general, this is not the time for that, and it is a skill set to be gentle with that and to be able to build enough trust with somebody that you can have that conversation. But I can tell you this. I can tell you this with great certainty. It isn't the $99. It's the decision maker in their house is not the person you're talking to on the phone. It isn't the $99. It's their belief in themselves that they could do this. It isn't the $99. It's their skepticism about the product one way or the other. So don't be offended, and just understand that. And I spent time on that because I've seen people on this team quit this team because a stranger told them that they didn't want to be in Legal Shield with them. And I always tell you and remind you, let people decide for themselves, but never let them decide for you. I can tell you what's going to happen. It won't take long if you're going to go down that road before somebody will convince you that you're making a mistake in building this business. Somebody will tell you that this is harder than you thought it was going to be, that only a certain type of people have success, that you got in too late, it's 48 years into the business, that you should have gotten in before it was on the American Stock Exchange or the New York Stock Exchange, or before MidOcean Partners paid $650 million for the company, or before Stone Point Capital became the majority owner and created a $2 billion Legal Shield company. They're going to tell you that at every step. You know why? Because they've been saying that for 48 years. They said that in year two that it was too late. They're saying in year 48 that it's too late. It's never been too late. It's never been as good as it is now. Don't buy the opinions of people that don't understand what we're doing. We're not here to accept their opinions. We're here to educate them if they're interested. Next point, number four. Wait, I want to make sure I didn't miss anything. Yes, number four, be an expert communicator and a professional. Expert communicators and professional people always know what the next step is, and they communicate that to their prospect. I was really bad at this, and I didn't know why I wasn't having the success that I've had after. Instead of saying, call me when you finish the training, for example. You know, you get someone set up as a guest, and they get started on their training. What most people do, what I would do is, in the past, would say, well, just call me as soon as you finish the training. But that's not really expert communication. See, people want to know what's going to happen next. They want to know what's happening now and what's happening next. So the right way to do that is to say, instead of saying, call me when you finish the training, what you do is you say, when you complete the training, now that you're in this, so imagine I've got Joe in there. He's looking at it. He's got these videos in front of him. I say, Joe, when you complete the training, I'm going to schedule you for a game plan call with and whoever that leader is going to be, Mark Riches. And Mark Riches is going to answer any questions that you still have after these videos, and he's going to help you get started. He's going to formulate a game plan with you that makes sense for your specific needs based on the amount of time you have, the part of the business you want to focus on, the amount of time you want it to take for you to become, to transition to this as your career or whatever, you know, based on the conversations I've had. I'm going to reinforce that when he completes the videos, this next powerful step is going to happen, because otherwise the videos are the whole thing. And he might decide that he doesn't have 3.5 hours to complete the videos because he doesn't know what's at stake at the other end of that. I also get a commitment from them when they're going to finish the training. And I put that on my schedule. So I get them to commit. And if Joe says, hey, listen, he's going to do it today, great. Then let's you and I talk tomorrow just to touch base for a couple of minutes after you finish the training. Can I call you at 9 a.m.? Will that work? And whatever it is, we get agreement. It's on my schedule. He knows it's on my schedule. And I'm going to call them. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, well, in the system, in the TMS, I can see if they're progressing. But I want to train my new associates to make and keep commitments. I want to train my new associates to make and keep commitments. And the best way to train them to make and keep commitments is for me to ask them to make a commitment and then honor those commitments. So I train them that we keep our commitments around here by me asking them for a commitment, and then I show them that we honor commitments, because guess what? If we're going to talk at 9 a.m., I am calling. His phone is ringing at 9 a.m., and the caller ID is me, and there's no question about that. Number five, go for the low-hanging fruit first. Please, I am begging you. I love you all so much. I have seen people mess this up over and over again, make this business harder than it ever has to be, and literally punish the people that they love the most by not going for the low-hanging fruit first. People that you know well are the best people for you to sign up for a membership and to join our company on your team instead of on someone else's team, right? I mean, listen, if you're not doing presentations with people you personally know, if you're telling your sponsor and your coaches, well, you know, I don't want to bring this to people I know, whatever your reason is, that's not the real reason. The real reason is, see, like we talked about before, I told you before, the three real reasons someone doesn't get started. There's only one real reason that you don't bring this and present it to people you personally know, love, care about, think about, trust, support. It's because you're not using your membership. You're hoping that it's a good membership, but you're not using it. And because you're not using it, you don't want to bring it to the people that you care about the most. Why? Because you're protecting them, you think, because you're not sure. Let's get certainty for you as a customer of this company that you're representing, and I promise you, you'll never think twice again about talking to the people that you are protecting, because you want them to have these services when you know what it really feels like to be protected yourself. And I learned this the hard way. I had a guy in my networking group, super sharp. Actually, he was the guy that created the networking group, and it became the largest networking group in New England, which is millions of people. And everybody knows him, and everybody knew him, and I didn't want to tell the story. And just at the center of the universe, like someone everybody knew. We're talking about networking events with hundreds of people. He knew every lawyer, every insurance agent, every real estate agent, everybody. And I remember the sinking, brokenhearted feeling when I saw on his LinkedIn profile one day that he was a Legal Shield independent associate. Now, I was happy for him. And I have personal development, so I could be happy for him. But I felt like such a dummy. Why didn't I ever show him the business? What was I thinking? This guy knows so many people. Why, he wasn't even on my list. What had I done? I've learned that lesson, and I've benefited from that ever since. And honestly, I also feel that, yes, we have a phenomenal company, but I want you in my team, not somebody else's team. I believe that we have the best team, that we have the best support, that we have the heart of Harlan Stonecipher here like nobody else has, that we serve more, that we push harder, that we stay up later answering calls and returning texts and going to meetings with people. I believe that we are even more invested in the success of the individuals in our team than anybody else's team. Even though everybody's running great teams, I'm competitive and I'm biased, and I just think, no matter what, I just would have loved him a little bit more, worked with him a little bit more, helped him a little bit more than whoever sponsored him in the business. But I'm still happy that he's a Legal Shield associate, and the company got a fine person. But I've learned a valuable lesson with that. Listen, in closing, I hope that's helpful to you, because the number one thing you can do to change your business is to get more people watching that Mark Rich's video. Get yourself, get more people watching that video, following up with them, knowing that recruiting is a process, not an event, and also getting that duplicated throughout your organization. And listen, your team might be you by yourself, and then it might be two or three people. But get consistency that every day people are sharing the Legal Shield story, the opportunity. And I know there's people, you're plugged into this call to learn how to build a team, but I know that many of you are curious. You're not building a team yet. You're focused on business solutions. You're focused on marketing the service, and you're not focused on building a team yet, and that's okay. But make a commitment to not let it end with you. Somebody thought enough of you to go over, you know, their anxiety and their fear of being rejected, and they're wondering what to do if you said yes. They went through all of that, and they were brave enough to invite you to take a look. Don't let it end with you. Shame on any of us if it ends with us, because people need what Legal Shield as an opportunity has to offer equally as much as they need the membership. Now more than ever, we are allowing people to become entrepreneurs and live an entrepreneur's dream, to work from home and take care of their own children, to look after their aging parents, to have choices that they never dreamed of before. We can't keep that a secret, because what we have is too important for us to keep it from other people. Thank you all so much for listening in on the call this evening. Special thanks to Kurt Jones and Adam Thompson for sharing their thoughts from the live events this past weekend. Go to LegalShieldCalendar.com and find out where your next live event training is, and feel the excitement and the energy and get the information that they're all experiencing at these live events as well. Thanks, everybody. Have a great night. Let's finish the week strong. Good night.